God's holiness means that there's heavenly standards. And one of the themes of the Bible is that God wants to crush idols. Now in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18, the question is, of what value is an idol? Now an idol is anything in our lives that we use to substitute for God in His presence. And so often it means that we're worshiping creation instead of the Creator. So anything that's first in our lives that's not God, that's an idol. And it's part of creation that we're supposed to enjoy and have as a blessing, but not as our God. And whatever you put first, you worship. You know, what is worship? It's putting something first in your life. So God, in His holiness, demands. I mean, He is first. He is worthy. He is good. He is loving. He is powerful. And so if we're going to remove idols, that means we need to embrace all of God's commands, all of His characteristics. And when we embrace His holiness, then there's no rival. There's no equal. Nothing comes close to the Lord. So how's your relationship with God in terms of idols? If you were going to write down your top three temptations today for idols in your life, what are they? Are they people? Are they activities, hobbies, money? Write them down and repent. Repent. Let God's holiness come into your life in a fresh way today. Make room for the Lord in your heart so that your affections are for Him and not sidetracked or distracted. God is worthy of our praise and our devotion.